Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, what is God like? We're actually approaching the end of our exploration of this magnificent question, and as we approach the end, we're coming to a category of attributes that can be described as summary attributes. These aren't technically specific attributes, rather they really describe all of God's attributes. Today we'll look at the communicable attribute of God's perfection, and before we unpack it, let me go ahead and say up front that these summary attributes aren't necessarily shared with us like the other communicable attributes. Rather, we reflect them dimly. That'll make sense as we move forward. So let's start with the definition. God possesses every desirable quality to the best degree. This means that there isn't a desirable quality that God lacks, and that all of the qualities he possesses are without flaw or defect. There's no way to improve upon God. He cannot possibly be any better than he already is. Now the Bible declares God's perfection very clearly. Psalm 18:30, this God, his way is perfect. In Deuteronomy 32:4, Moses calls God the rock, saying, his work is perfect. So, God is perfect, everything about God is perfect, and everything God does is perfect. His knowledge is perfect, his judgments are perfect, his love, his patience, his wisdom, his words, his will, they are all perfect. There is absolutely no way that any of those things could be any better. Now, obviously, we are not perfect, but Jesus actually uses this attribute to instruct us. In Matthew 5:48, Jesus tells us to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, does Jesus really expect us to be perfect? No. Perfection is a target that tells us where to aim. We aim at that target knowing that we're going to miss, but striving to aim as well as possible nonetheless. Why do we do this? Because we are made in the image of God. Therefore, as God's image bearers, we want to reflect God as accurately as possible. And this is why I said that we reflect these attributes dimly. We reflect something of the love of God, though it isn't perfect. We reflect something of the kindness of God, though it isn't perfect. We reflect something of the justice of God, though it isn't perfect. There is only one man who has ever been perfect, and that's the God-man, Jesus Christ. He actually was the perfect image of God. And followers of Jesus strive to walk as Jesus walked, knowing that we won't be perfect, but not being afraid or ashamed of our imperfection, because we know that it is forgiven through our faith and trust in Christ. If you're a Christian this morning, the call is for us to aim at perfection, not expecting to hit it, not because we can hit it, because we won't, but hoping to get as close as possible out of our love for Jesus. And if you're not a Christian, hear me very clearly. You don't need perfection. You can't reach it. You need Jesus to save you from your imperfection. If you trust Jesus in faith, turning to him from your life of sin, you will be forgiven and saved. And only then, once we all reach heaven, will we finally experience the life of perfection that God desires for us to have.